Huguette and André, daughters of the multimillionaire former Senator W.A. Clark, arrived in New York Harbor in July 1910, immigrants to their own country. They had sailed from Cherbourg, France, in first-class cabins on the White Star liner Teutonic. Wearing broad-brimmed sun hats, the Clark girls posed for newspaper photographers on the pier. André, the adventurous 8-year-old brunette, looked confidently at the cameras, as her tag-along sister, blonde 4-year-old Huguette, looked down uncertainly. Huguette's first day in America was filled with conjecture and misinformation. Reporters wrote that the heiresses didn't speak a word of English. Yet their parents were born in Pennsylvania and Michigan, and the girls held American passports, citizens since birth. In fact, they were being well-educated by private tutors and governesses with lessons in 3 languages, English, Spanish, and French. Huguette Marcel Clark was born in Paris on June 9, 1906. Her parents' apartment was on Avenue Victor Hugo at number 56, a short walk down the wide, tree-lined avenue from the Arc de Triomphe. The baby girl, like the avenue, was named for France's beloved novelist, poet, and dramatist, who had lived just down the block in his last days. The child's name may also have been a nod to her father's French Huguenot ancestry. As a young woman, Huguette sometimes signed her name Hugo, and some of her friends called her Hugs. André was nearly 4 when Huguette was born. When she had been told that a baby sister was due, André said to her mother, "Let me think it over." Even 100 years later, Huguette loved to laugh at her sister's cleverness. Huguette's father was old enough to be her great-grandfather. When Huguette was born, W.A. was a vigorous 67 with 4 grown children from his first marriage, while Huguette's mother, Anna LaChapelle Clark, was only 28. Although both parents had accompanied the girls on the ocean crossing, W.A. is the proud parent in the photographs on the pier. Anna stayed off to the side, out of the camera's view. In the rare public photos of her, Anna appears standoffish, coolly looking out from under her tilted formal hats. But in the private photos in Huguette's albums, we see another Anna. Wearing her fashionable continental dresses with a sash around her waist, she smiles warmly, playfully. When the family arrived in 1910, they had no house in New York to go to. The greatest mansion in the city wasn't quite ready, even after 10 years of construction. W.A. sent his wife and daughters west to the Rocky Mountains, to Butte, Montana, where he had made his fortune in copper mining. He stayed behind in his New York apartment, sometimes spending the night in the unfinished Clark Mansion, changing the plans to make it grander. When this modern palace is completed, the New York World reported, it will rival in beauty and richness the mythical palace of Aladdin. W.A. had selected the site in 1895, paying $220,000 for the northeast corner of 5th Avenue and 77th Street, prominently situated in the middle of New York's Millionaire's Row, up the avenue from Vanderbilt and Astor, down from Carnegie. By the time it was finished, in 1911, observers called it the biggest, bulliest, and brassiest of all American castles, the most remarkable dwelling in the world, and, without doubt, the most costly and perhaps the most beautiful private residence in America. The 121-room mansion was also Huguette's childhood home from age 5 to 18. This was a fairy tale castle come to life, with secret entrances, mysterious sources of music, and treasures collected from all the world. When André and Huguette would arrive home in their chauffeured automobile, accompanied by a private security guard, they passed through the open carriage gates, bronze gates 20 feet high, fit for a palace. The bottom half of the six-story Beaux-Arts mansion was not so unusual in its day, and might not have stood out if it were WA's bank building. But on the top half, every inch was decorated with Parisian Beaux-Arts ostentation, a profusion of lions, cherubs, and goddesses. Oh, but the architects weren't done. Soaring above the mansion was an ornate domed tower reaching 9 stories, so pleased with itself that it continued to an open cupola. The overall effect was as if a lavish wedding cake had been designed in the daytime by a distinguished chef, and then, overnight, a French Dr. Seuss sneaked in to add a few extra layers.